Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday. It's the 20th of May, and I'm recording at 9:47 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, looking at these markets, and I know I've been talking a lot about India recently, but this is a very big story, in my opinion. And I also feel that India's bull market has only just begun, and I think it's going to rival many over the next 4 to 5 years. Now, interestingly, just had a look checking through at some of the better performers so far this year, and using Bloomberg for speed, and also because I could check things in dollar terms. And there are really only two stock markets that have outperformed India so far this year. And those are in the Middle East, Qatar and the UAE, but as United Arab Emirates. But as you know, those are two thin markets. This is a weight of cash move within the region for two countries which produce oil and gas. Very successfully, they generate a lot of wealth, but you know, this is not really a diversified, large, free economy. Now, Indonesia has matched India's performance, or just about. It had a sharp downward reaction here today because there's a little concern over political uncertainty regarding their election in July. But Indonesia, while with a huge population, I think is it fourth largest in the world? I think it might be. But primarily a commodity producer, but also rapidly developing just a lower echelon manufacturing center, and based or benefiting rather from the higher costs that we're seeing in China. Now, Owen's written about Indonesia. I'm mentioning it in here today, and I do think it is an interesting prospect. It's a market that I've liked a lot over the years, and it is one of the better ones in Asia, given the right governance, and I think that's a high possibility. But India is, I think, huge. It's attracting a lot of global interest. People are extremely impressed by what Narendra Modi has achieved and how he's actually achieved it. And this is just a top-to-bottom reassessment of India. It's gone from a market that nobody was interested in to one that everybody was interested in, although most people aren't represented there. And so I can't speak highly enough in terms of the potential to the upside that we could see. It's also going to be volatile. And therefore, as I have done over the last, since 2003, I have preferred to buy India on setbacks. I have plenty of India in my portfolio, so I'm really now I pick up spread bet positions if I want to increase that that overall holding. Okay, what else is going on here? Now, I should mention that in U.S. dollar terms, India is up 21.5% here so far this year, according to Bloomberg. All right, now looking at what else happened here today, Japan a little bit higher, 0.5 percentage point for the Nikkei. The Hang Seng was also up a little over 0.5 percentage point. Australia a little firmer, just under 0.25%. Shanghai, and this is barely steady, just slightly above the 2000 level. And India, another tiny gain in here today. India is overextended here in the short term, but I don't I don't think there's much downside risk here, even if it is going to be somewhat volatile. Now, looking at the European stock markets, we have had some deterioration here in recent weeks. I mean, the obvious candidate for that is Greece. And you might recall that I mentioned on a number of occasions this month that watch out if you start to see those April lows go. They're mostly in mid-April. That was the last in the sequence of higher reaction lows that we had seen as Europe had staged quite an impressive overall stock market recovery. Well, Greece knocked those out a while back and has fallen very, very sharply. That won't be of concern to too many subscribers because that's not certainly not a market that I've been interested in, and I don't think you've been interested in it, and you understand why. But the SX7E index, that's European banks, that has taken out its reaction low in April. And that's a concern. It's still above the 200-day moving average, but it's really very close to that 200-day moving average. And if we were to see that SX70 index break clearly through that 200-day moving average and hold that break, that would be a warning sign overall for some of those European markets. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but I've seen the first warning, first couple of warnings that it might. And also, having been rude about Greece, it is oversold in the short term, and it had a good bounce in here today. Now, elsewhere. Resources stock markets were clipped in here. Well, Brazil down 1.85%. It did have an awfully good run up to the upside, but that looks to be over here for at least a short term. And you will have noticed that there's a fair amount of nervousness in these markets right now, or at least in some of these markets. And not least over the United States. And although the US reversed an early decline yesterday, particularly in the pre-market activity, it gave up those gains in here today. And we've got the NASDAQ down 0.7%. We've got the S&P down 0.65%. And the Dow down slightly more, 0.83 percent here, and slippage in the Russell 2000 index as well. And one of the things that's spooking investors a little bit is that are the bond yields, and the U.S. 10-year is at 2.51%. So people are interpreting that as a sign that economic growth is going to slow in here somewhat. I think that these markets can they can they'll comment, they can signal well, something like 10 out of the last four reactions that we actually get. Markets are volatile, as we know, and investors can become nervous. But Wall Street does concern me. It is expensive relative to other markets. And while I'm not expecting a really big downside move, I think that, again, I've said it before, on so many occasions, this is going to be a choppy year. And I think this second quarter and also the third quarter are likely to be tricky, and that there's more downside risk than upside scope on Wall Street, and that will affect other markets as well. Now, moving on from the stock markets and the bonds. Currencies, well, not a whole lot's going on here, and that's probably in currencies, that's probably a good thing. The dollar index, that's against European currencies, is currently at 80.04, so that's up a little bit firmer in here today. And the euro, though, is quiet at 1.37. Remember, the ECB does not want to see that break through the 140 level, and it's clearly fallen back from that level. Sterling, well, that's a little firmer here at 1.6840. What else to mention? I think in precious metals, we've had a small rally underway. Star performer in that rally is palladium once again. That's been a consistent outperformance here for months, as you'll be aware. And we're currently at $826 and a little bit of change. Silver quiet in this range, and it needs some upward dynamics here to confirm support, really just a little below that $19 level. It's currently at $19.40. Platinum up just $1.50, 1471 and change. And gold, which had a disappointing day yesterday, getting up to 1305, but then falling back. And it's up just a little over a dollar here today at $1,294 and a little bit of change. Grains and beans weaker. That suggests that the growing season is so far so good in the United States. Industrial metals, they're a little bit easier in here today also, and that's weighed on some of the mining shares. On the other hand, though, energy is steady. Not big moves to the upside, but well, we've got the WTI up to 102.92, and I'll just check, see if I can get that latest price on the Brent. And I can. Brent's up half a dollar. It's almost at 110, and there are still some tensions regarding these oil prices. You know, my long-term view is that we'll see lower energy prices in real terms, but that we're still not out of the woods in terms of quite tight supply constraints, and that China stockpiling that I talked about yesterday. That is a concern. It doesn't take too much of an increase in demand to tighten supply up quite a bit. But it's not a danger here in terms of global GDP growth, but put it $20 higher and it would be. Hopefully that doesn't happen. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.